This is The Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, we check out the band Karate Chop Silence at the 2018 Midwest Music Fest. The Winona, Minnesota band's eclectic mix of sounds and influences makes them a regional favorite. Their sound is a perfect blend of rock and pop over some great grooves. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Karate Chop Silence on tonight's Live Feed.
Pick it up, the fire is entirely confined. You broke a heart, broke a soul and a mind too. Long nights turn day, sleepless eyes wander here. Stay connected or you're in slow motion. Beyond face value, not part of the notion. You can't stop thinking about what you can't stop thinking about what you can't stop. Blind their eyes and strike their minds. Bad happens all the time. Find your weapons, speak your mind. But weapons do you no good here. Their only weapon is fear. And you will not find yourself in anybody else's shoes. It's time to realize that nobody is perfect for you. You are the one that you need to look for. You will not find yourself in anybody. You will not find yourself in anybody else's shoes. It's time to realize that nobody is perfect for you. You are the one that you need to look for. You will not find yourself in anybody else's shoes. But you're still yearning for someone to notify you. Folks despise you, hope it dies soon. Find their eyes and strike their minds. Bad happens all the time. Find your weapon, speak your mind. But weapon do you no good here. You will not find yourself in anybody else's shoes. It's time to realize that nobody is perfect for you. You are the one that you need to look for. You will not find yourself in anybody. You will not find yourself in anybody else's shoes. It's time to realize that nobody is perfect for you. You are the one that you need to look for. You will not find yourself in anybody else's shoes. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Karate Chop Silence. How are you guys doing today?
Feeling great, honestly.
Feeling great, honestly.
Feeling great, honestly.
Feeling great, honestly.
Honestly, feeling great. Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, you guys just finished up your set, and it was killer. It was killer, let me tell you. I loved it. Okay, you guys want to introduce yourselves and let us know what you play?
Yeah, I'm Mason Smith. I sing and I play guitar.
I'm Dante DeGrazia. I sing and I play keyboard.
My name is Ryan Amble, and I play the drums.
I'm Jake Nielsen. They call me Neil, and I bring the thunder from down under.
Good answer. I love it. And you played with, was it the Loudmouth Brass Band? That was cool. How did that come about? Was that a spur-of-the-moment thing, or how'd that work?
Well, we knew one of the members, Nick Novotny. He used to be in the Weathered Heads, and we saw that he was in this new band and that they were playing Midwest Music Fest, and we just figured it would be that for our hometown festival that we'd try to do something funky. So we asked them, and they were down, and they arranged pretty much everything on their own, and yeah.
Cool, cool. Did you guys get a chance to rehearse with them, or...?
Yeah, we rehearsed once at noon today in a computer store across from Ed's No Name Bar. It was pretty cool. We ran it through real quick. They were, you know, it's good that they're like a professional band because they had everything ready. They had all the scores ready and stuff. So it was really smooth and everything worked out really great.
Like, I don't know if I speak for the entire band, but I guess when we were running through with the brass section, I was kind of just like, oh, wow, we really have something cool in our hands. Like, hearing our songs with, like, the brass arrangement was just incredible.
Cool, yeah, it really was. I loved it.
And now we have more guests. It's a whole
lots
little
more
goodie festival here. I'd like to welcome up the Loudmouth Brass Band. Give them a hand.
Together now, oh, we might be found living underground. Insomnia, we've learned to trust, head over heels in love, but they're catching us. Living out in the ocean and always in motion, head down. Living out in the ocean, always in motion, head down. When it's raw, we cover up. When it's gone, it's light enough. And there's nothing left to take. Turned our fire into shame. So baby, don't make a sound. Keep it together now, or we might be found living underground. Insomnia, we've learned to trust, head over heels in love, but they're catching up. Living out in the ocean, always in motion, head down. first time. I've tried to drink, I think I've died and gone to hell. My mother wonders, I'll never tell. Yeah, my mother wonders, I'll never tell. Going to hell, his mother wonders, he'll never tell. Yeah, my mother wonders, he'll never tell. Da, 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 da.
Give it up for the Loudmouth Brass Band.
I want to talk about the name. It's a cool and unique name. How did you come up with that? Karate Chop Silence.
Well, this actually happened in high school. I was just walking home from school, and the band name popped into my head. And I was like, I'm going to keep that one and put it in my back pocket for when I have something I think might go somewhere, because I think that's a pretty unique name. And it definitely somehow embodies our sound really well, so... I'm glad it came about.
Cool. Yeah, I love it. It's unique for sure. So when you guys are writing, how does that work? Does one person write the song and bring it in, or do you kind of work on it together, or how's that go?
Mason and I usually come with some ideas and some words, and then when we bring it into the full band kind of works to arrange it into something that makes sense for the four of us. So it's pretty collaborative, I would say. Definitely collaborative.
Cool. Okay, so we talked about your writing process. And you guys have played the Midwest Music Fest before, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't? Kind of?
We played. I can feel better.
Yeah. Okay.
So last year we totally forgot to submit for Midwest Music Fest. And by the time we realized that no one had submitted us, it was too late. But they were very kind, and they gave us the like pre-party show, which we ended up getting to play with Toki Wright in La Crosse, which was a very good set to start off with. And then now, first year in, we'd get thrown on the tent stage, which was a huge honor, I know, for me. But
yeah, it was pretty cool because we didn't actually play the festival last year, but we were still able to be in the book. And we were still kind of recognized as being a part of the festival. So shouts out to Midwest Music Fest for kind of giving us that, at least, even though we weren't a part of the actual festival, we were still a part of the festival, you know, in that regard.
Excellent. And do you guys have, you got some stuff out that we can check out? Where can we find that?
Well, we have our debut album. It came out January 19th this year. And it's on all major platforms like Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, and so forth. So you can check us out there. Otherwise, we do have a Bandcamp page, karatechopsilence.bandcamp.com. And that's pretty much where you can find us.
We got CDs locally.
We do have local copies of our CD as well. You can buy them at our local acoustic cafe over on... not at Blooming Grounds anymore. But, yeah, we have... We have physical copies as well as we're on all major platforms with our debut album.
Okay, great. And do you have any plans to record anymore in the future, or you got something going on? Or
We got a bunch of shows coming up in May and what's after May, June and July. And then after that, I think that we're definitely looking to record. We have all sorts of new songs ready to roll. Definitely an album's worth or something. So yeah, definitely looking to keep going and record some more.
Cool. And then as far as your recording process goes, how do you guys do that? Do you do it live or do you track things? How's it go?
Usually I lay down the drums first just to kind of get the groove going. And then that usually takes about one take per song. And then they take about a week to do everything else. I'm just kidding. But yeah, you know, for us, it's... We've done both ways, you know, we've done recording everybody individually and we've done recording everybody all at once. It's nice to record all at once just because all our songs are so intricate and kind of jazzy in a way that it's nice to not really have to worry about the click track and kind of like getting everybody really squared up and everything. But at the same time, our music is dancey enough that we need kind of that grid-based feel almost where it's, you know, everything's lined up. So we just kind of try to find the perfect balance of kind of doing everybody together and singling it out so it sounds, so everything's crisp and the metronome is right on the dot, you know.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah, you guys are a tight band, so I'm sure that comes through then when you record it all together like that.
It took us quite some time to record that album.
Long process, huh? Okay, maybe this next one will go quicker.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, we're one album deep, and our first album was kind of, if anything, a learning experience, so we kind of know what to expect and, you know, what to do and what not to do coming into this next one. So, if anything, we can only improve at this point, I would say, which is a good spot to be in, I think.
Okay, great.
I read about. I could follow hysteria methodically.
unusual places.
Save us.
Smirnoff Ice.
Just a dive bomb. Their voices tremble, but no one.
Cause a dead man's always a good man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming to Midwest Music Fest. This music fest is probably one of the best I've ever been to. I love each and every one of you for coming out. Special shout out to my great-grandparents right there in the front row. I got pretty emotional. I nearly teared up. They get to watch me do what I love to do, and that makes me so happy. So thank you for coming out, Grandma and Grandpa, and my little brother Miles. He's single, ladies.
Well, we talked about your stuff online. Is there a place people can go to find out where you're playing? Like a website or something? Or
We usually keep our Facebook page very, very updated. We'll create events for every single show that we have. And then we individually will post them to our Facebooks as well. So I would say follow us on Facebook because that's where we do most of our business-related things. And you can find every single one of our shows there.
Okay, great. So if they just search Karate Chop Silence on Facebook, they'll find you. Okay, cool. Well, I've been here with Karate Chop Silence, and thanks for joining us tonight, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And absolutely thank you, guys. Thanks again to Karate Chop Silence for joining us tonight on the live feed. More information can be found on the band's Facebook page. KQAL would also like to thank all who make the Midwest Music Fest such a success. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.